Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Happy Mother's Day to my mama. Hello, Mom. I know she's a huge fan of Todd Rundgren, specifically the remix album that he issued back in the 90s, which is where this Hello, It's Me comes from. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. And hope you enjoyed our first bumper song of the afternoon. Good to be back with you on WTIC News Talk 1080. I know it's been a while since we've done one of these shows, Red Sox, broadcaster at 100, etc., etc. But alas, I am here and happy to be with you on this Saturday afternoon. I was just doing some yard work outside, and nice day. Almost didn't want to come back in, but here I am. And I've got your Spotlight Connecticut headlines for you. Just so you know, starting this Monday and going until June 2nd, it's the National Click It or Ticket Seatbelt Campaign. Data from 2022, the most recent year available, shows 74 deaths in Connecticut and over 11,300 deaths nationally involving unbuckled vehicle passengers. Just buckle up, okay? Don't be dumb. Doors could soon be closing at the beloved Weathersfield Diner on the Silestine Highway as the town's Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously approves permits for a multi-use space on that property. The Connecticut Small Business Association names Brookfield-based manufacturer Excalibur the Exporter of the Year. Now, this isn't necessarily a brand new story. It's actually from the last time we did a show together I found out about this, but I think this is cool. Check this out. The company creates parts used in medium and heavy-duty commercial vehicle Allison brand transmissions in over 50 countries on all 7 continents. Now, this recognition comes as state officials aim to increase manufacturing employment in Connecticut from roughly 158,000 positions as of 2021's data to 235,000 by the year 2033. Feels like a lifetime away, but honestly, it'll be here before you know it. In West Hartford next weekend, you can enjoy a free guided tour of the Westmore Arboretum. Again, that's next Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3, home to over 130 species of trees and shrubs. Learn more at westmoorarboretum.org. That is WESTMOOR. Should be great for the spring. Now, here's what I want to talk a little bit about. Eastern Connecticut State University is gearing up for its 134th commencement ceremony this coming Tuesday evening. It's the last commencement service for outgoing President Dr. Elsa Nunez before the graduating class. Now, I'm there every year because I volunteer. They are my alma mater, of course. And so I always volunteer to help them with their campus broadcast of the commencements. And the energy when you go to one of these graduations is absolutely astounding. When I graduated back in 2018 from Eastern, I had just gotten over the flu. It was awful. And so I was kind of subdued. I also got rained on getting there. I mean, completely drenched. So it wasn't that exciting. But concerning Dr. Nunez, I just want to wish her well in her retirement. I worked for her between 2015 and 2018 in her administration as an assistant in her office. And it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot professionally. And she was there for me for a lot that I was going through my personal life, the passing of my grandmother. And so I knew her in a way that maybe some did not know. But she truly was a mentor, and I know that she meant a lot to a number of people on campus. And so I do wish her well after 18 years. Quite a run at Eastern. Definitely quite a run. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and our Spotlight Connecticut today is going to be focusing on our friends at Haven Hot Chicken. They have 7 locations in Connecticut. They started in New Haven, and they have just grown and grown since. In just about 4 years' time, they started in 2020. A little into the COVID pandemic. Now, that is a rough time. Let's be honest, folks. That's a rough time to start a business and actually survive, and not just with the one location, but 7 and 2 more on the way. So we are going to have my conversation with Jason and Craig from Haven Hot Chicken this afternoon on WTIC. And yes, you'll hear me try some of their food.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, this is Jack Gerling from Taupo, New Zealand, visiting the United States, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Can't believe it's been a year since Jack was here and on the show. I know he wants to come back to the U.S. It's just a matter of time. And then, you know what? We're going to have him back on Spotlight Connecticut, because why not? He loved it here. Couldn't believe a number of aspects related to Connecticut, all the restaurants, the highways, everything. Couldn't believe it. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut, although I don't believe that Jack from New Zealand, when he visited Connecticut and before he went on his cross-country road trip, I don't think that he stopped at Haven Hot Chicken. You know, he was only here for a hot minute, but next time he's here, we're going to have to take him down to Haven Hot Chicken, let him try some of that really hot stuff. Jason Sobczynski and Craig Sklar, they're my guests on Spotlight Connecticut. We sat down and recorded this a while back. Here's our chat all about Haven Hot Chicken. All right, I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut, and I'm so happy to be here with Haven Hot Chicken. I have not tried any of the chicken yet. That's coming up. I'm told that it's really, really good, so I've been kind of saving myself for this moment on Spotlight Connecticut. Craig and Jason, the two co-owners, are with me, and I should also mention that Brian Shackman, our morning host, is the one that kind of inspired this whole topic. He was talking about it on the morning show. I heard about it. Another friend of mine who happens to know Craig heard about this, and so the show all came together that morning when I was hearing about Haven Hot Chicken, and I'm excited to find out more about it. I've had some of the fries, which are pretty good. I got to admit, Craig and Jason, these are some very good fries.
We like that.
Yeah, there absolutely.
Well, I don't know where the story begins for you guys. Maybe, Craig, you could take this question. How did this idea, this concept for Haven Hot Chicken come to be and get started?
Yeah, no, I can absolutely feel that. So the whole idea for Haven Hot Chicken started in 2019. You know, myself, I had a restaurant in New Haven called The Beer Collective. You know, my executive chef there, Rob Latronica, now partner with us on Haven and our head of culinary. You know, we were always sort of exploring food concepts, you know, looking for what was out there. You know, Nashville hot chicken was something that we had sort of drooled about on Instagram and were really, you know, excited about. But, you know, it was nowhere up here, so we didn't really have an opportunity to try it. You know, Rob ended up, you know, going down to Nashville for a few days with some, you know, I think some college friends. So he went and visited some of the, you know, the original Nashville hot chicken concepts and restaurants down there, and Hattie B's and 400 Degrees and Bolton's and Prince's, you know, some of these original heavy hitters, was just, you know, immediately blown away by the food. Came back to Connecticut. You know, we made him make it at the bar a bunch. At that point, I think we looped in Edkin and Jason with their, you know, business background. They were, you know, sort of people we seeked out for their advice, and then for, you know, eventually partnership. And yeah, you know, that's sort of, you know, where it all started. I think we all fell in love with the chicken. from that very first bite. And, you know, from there, we just, you know, kept going, wanted to see what we could do with it, started developing a brand, doing pop-ups, and then, you know, got into the restaurant business of actually opening up restaurants.
Now, Haven in Haven Hot Chicken, that's a nod to New Haven, is it?
Correct. Yes.
Because yeah, that's where the first place is. That's where the original restaurant is in New Haven.
Yeah, the first restaurant's in New Haven. You know, the four of us are sort of all New Haven guys. We've grown up around there, owned businesses in New Haven, and that was, you know, the natural fit for where we wanted to start.
But the business has grown, so it's not just a location in New Haven. In fact, you guys just opened up one in Newington. But I know that there are other locations, and I think some that are on the horizon.
Yeah, so we're definitely growing and scaling, and I can let Jay talk about, you know, how we've grown and scaled our current footprint and where we're sort of going from here.
Yeah, Jason, what's up with all of that? Where are you guys located now, and how are you expanding?
So we opened up our first location, 001 in New Haven, October 2020. Crazy time to open a restaurant.
That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, we had done a bunch of pop-ups, and basically we just would take over a restaurant. Some of those restaurants were my restaurants. Some of the restaurants were friends' restaurants where we went in, and we would take over the restaurant's kitchen and just make it a Haven Hot Chicken before Haven Hot Chicken even existed. Then the pandemic hit, and we didn't know what we were going to do. But we found a location of a business that decided to shut down during the pandemic. And we said, all right, rather than go full on service restaurant with liquor and beer and wine and servers, let's just do quick service restaurant, QSR style. And for the first several months of being open, we were curbside only. People would make their order, pull up, we'd see their car, go out, pass it through the window. And it was just really good, comforting food. So that was 001 in New Haven. About a year later, we opened 002 in Orange, then 003 in Norwalk, 004 in North Haven, 005 in Middletown, 006 in Storrs, 007 in Newington, just opened about 3 weeks ago. On the 25th of May, that's Memorial Day weekend, we'll be opening up 008 in Oxford, at Quarry Walk, which is a really cool spot down in the valley in Oxford. And then about mid-July, we'll be opening up 009 in Fairfield.
Wow. And I don't think it's going to stop there. I mean, obviously, you've got the 000 system, so that tells me that your goal is to get into the hundreds. Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, the plan is to get into the thousands, but that's just too many zeros to put in front of things. So
sure.
we're being humble.
Is it just going to be in Connecticut, or are you going to be looking at places in New York and Massachusetts, Nashville? I mean, where are you guys going to take this?
Yeah, we would like to take this outside of Connecticut very soon. We are looking southern New York, New Jersey. We're also looking northern Providence, Springfield, Boston, around those areas. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Now, take me back to 2020, because when I talk with people who run businesses, you know, they look at 2020 as one of two things, either as a destroyer. Okay, so, you know, if you had a business model that was working, it was ruined, you may have even gone out of business in 2020. But other people obviously saw that time frame as an opportunity. And I think that you guys fall into that latter category where it was an opportunity. So did you guys feel nervous about this? Did you guys think, oh no, this is going to fail at any point in time? Because obviously it hasn't. But take me back to that thinking about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're starting a business and you're not nervous, you're out of your mind. So yes, we were nervous, but very confident. I mean, like I said, we did the pop-ups. We had thousands of Instagram followers already asking us, when's the next pop-up? When are you opening? And that was even in the midst of the pandemic. So we were confident, but of course we were nervous. I think what sets us apart and really makes us sort of special in the chicken space, and especially the Nashville chicken space, is we've all been down to Nashville. We've all tried, like Craig mentioned, some of the OGs, and they're amazing. We have a textural component, a crispy, crunchy component to the outside of our chicken that when you bite into this chicken, it's audible. Right? And you're a radio guy, so you must
yes.
know this.
When I take a bite in a little bit, I'm going to do so right next to the microphone.
Yes.
So the listeners will hear the crunch. They'll hear me chewing. And the funny thing is, I don't like the sound of chewing, but I'm going to put my my listeners
through.
We
just want to hear that crispy, crunchy.
The crunch is fine. The first crunch is fine. Craig, maybe a question for you. As you guys grow and develop, and now you're soon to have 9 locations, you've got 7, 8, and 9 is coming. How do you guys manage this growth and the finding of employees and keeping this quality high at all of these locations with everyone that you add and more responsibility?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think is, you know, been critical to our success is the team we have. You know, we've got a really robust team. We all sort of have our own areas of specialty. And we're all, you know, like Jay said, you know, we're very data driven. We are problem solvers. You know, when there's a problem, we analyze problems and we get to root causes and we solve them. Right. And that has been a fundamental thing that has, you know, sort of fueled our growth and our success. And we'll continue to do so. So like, yeah, you know, like most businesses, there are challenges around hiring and retaining people. There's challenges around managing expenses. But again, you know, we're very good at sort of getting to those root causes of the problems and solving them.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about prices at some point. You just brought up the P word, Craig. Mm-hmm. So it's a great period of time for me to talk about prices and how restaurants have seen an increase in the products that they have to buy. And it's not necessarily just food, but obviously food costs are high. And that's the primary thing that you guys are dealing with at restaurants. And consumers are paying more. Doesn't matter if it's at Haven Hot Chicken or at fast food competitors or fancy dining establishments. Everybody across the board is paying more. Could you talk a little bit more about prices, what goes into it, how you guys determine what you're selling your products for and all of that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, at a base level for us, the most important thing is quality, right? We want quality products because that's what we want to give to every guest that comes to Haven Hot Chicken. So, you know, we work, you know, very hand in hand with our purveyors to make sure we're getting quality products and we're providing that for our guests. And, you know, we're working with them on pricing as well to make sure that we're able to come to the market with what we feel is a competitive price, you know, considering the quality of the product we're offering. You know, obviously, the price to consumer across the board has been rising, as you know, you see inflation costs, you see all these things, rising food costs. It's all impacting all of those things. And we try to be very cognizant of that and aware and try not to, you know, drive our costs too high for the consumer. We still want to be, you know, approachable. And again, you know, we want to provide them with a really high quality experience when it comes to the service and their visit to the restaurant, as well as the quality of the food. For us, you know, quality of the food is probably one of the most important things, if not the most important thing.
Yeah. Going back to that whole 2020 thing, within a year or two, you guys saw record high inflation. And has that eased for your operation a little bit, at least? I would hope.
Yeah, you know, I think we've seen a little bit of the easing of the inflation. But, you know, it's one of those things. When the prices come up, they don't come down very often, especially mm-hmm. on the food side of things.
Right.
So, you know, it's something that we've sort of built into our models, our systems to make sure we can accommodate for. And again, not pass too much of that price rise along to our guests.
Yeah, I think Craig, you know, mentioned quality being really important. It's quality, but it's also, you know, we give an insane quantity of food. So if you
this
look at
this is quite a box and everything in here is packed full. I could tell you that right now.
If you look at our sandwich, I mean, we use a 6-ounce halal NAE breast. Now, NAE means never antibiotics ever. That also means no growth hormones, 100% vegetarian fed diet. There are other chicken players in the market. I'm not going to say who, but they're big. And they just announced 3 weeks ago that they're dropping NAE. So they are going to go to a product that is not never, ever antibiotics. And if you care about that stuff, which we personally do, and we think that it adds the quality as well as the halal certification, which doesn't, you know, that's a religious certification, but it also has to do with the way the birds are raised and the way they're slaughtered. And if you care about that stuff, and the fact that things are made from scratch in the restaurants, then I think that the value comes through. But also, I want to point out that doing business in Connecticut, the greatest state in the nation, is expensive. But it's really important that we take care of the people. I mean, I'm asked all the time, what's the hardest part of running a business? It's the people. It's the people. What's the best part of running a business? It's the people. So, you know, we offer insurance. We buy our team shoes. I know that seems silly, but a good pair of shoes in a restaurant that makes chicken, that's important.
That's funny. I never would have expected that, honestly.
Well, do you want to wear your shoes from home or do you want to wear your work shoes? And, you know, we get non-skid. they get new shoes every 6 months, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So insurance, shoes, we do a ton because of our growth and how many people we need to hire. We do a ton of promoting from within. We have, right now, we have 7 stores, 9 on the horizon. We have over 24 of our team members that started as hourly and are now in management positions.
That's amazing. It really is. The story of these guys, Craig Sklar, Jason Sobosinski, among the co-founders of Haven Hot Chicken, not just in New Haven either, but also Newington, and you heard it, Orange, Norwalk, more locations on the way in Oxford and Fairfield. And it's not going to stop there. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. There's more of our conversation on the way, including that first bite. I'm pretty sure you'll hear the crunch. Listen closely. It will be there. You don't have to listen closely, though, but, you know, it is there. It's something you're going to want to hear. After the break, I'm Morgan Cunningham. We'll be back. I tried the Haven Level hot chicken, which we'll explain in just a moment. Ouch. I was told that it was hot. You know, they have all these different levels of heat, and that's the hottest one on menu. Note, on menu. But boy, I was not prepared still, even after all the warnings that I had received from everybody about how hot it is. Find out more about Haven Hot Chicken online by going to havenhotchicken.com. That's havenhotchicken.com. And also on socials, Haven Hot Chicken, simply put. And you can find me on social media at MC News Talk. That's at MC News Talk. We'll continue. Hang on.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
Morgan Cunningham on WTIC.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
The KC Sisters, yes, and I'm happy to say that you'll be hearing from them soon on Spotlight Connecticut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It'll be a few weeks, but before you know it, they're going to be back on the show, and I cannot wait. I'm Morgan Cunningham, Spotlight Connecticut. Of course, find me on social media at MC News Talk. As we continue our chat with Craig Sklar and Jason Sobosinski, among the co-founders and owners of Haven Hot Chicken, growing and spreading in Connecticut. And we're glad, because that's some good chicken. They really do have a great product. I was glad to try it. And in this part of our conversation, you'll hear just how I tried it just days ago. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut, and this is the show all about Haven Hot Chicken, which is expanding and rapidly expanding, may I add, across Connecticut. And special thank you to Brian Shackman, our morning host at WTIC, for telling me about them. And we've got them on the show. So now's the time that I get to try some actual Haven Hot Chicken and see for myself and taste for myself what this is all about. But before we can take that bite, that first crunch, I do want to talk with the guys, Craig and Jason, a little bit about what I'm about to try and what I'm about to eat. And I know that Jason is kind of the head chef. Is that what you would say?
So we have two other co-founders, Ekin Tekin, who serves as our CEO, and Rob Latronica, who is our head chef. I mean, he's developed these recipes.
Okay.
So that's not me, although I do have a chef background, so I torture Rob all the time about different recipes. But I can help you with anything culinary side today.
Okay. Well, where should I begin? I'm looking over here, and let me see if I can move the microphone a little bit. That would help. So I'm looking at tenders. I'm looking at sandwiches. I've already tried a few of the fries, which are absolutely fantastic. A cup of pickles, and is that banana pudding?
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
And just to mention the banana pudding really quickly, because you got to try it. It's awesome. Every time we sell a banana pudding, we donate the cost of one meal to CT Food Share, which covers the entirety of Connecticut
and feeds the
450,000 Connecticut residents who are underserved. 150,000 of those folks are under 12 years of age. And so we are dedicated to ending Connecticut hunger. Craig, how many meals have we provided this year so far?
So far this year, we're probably in the about 35, 40,000 range.
You know,
we've donated well over 100,000 in total since we started working with CT Food Share. And it's been a great partnership. They're a great team, great organization over there. They're doing phenomenal work, and we're going to, continue to support them in their efforts.
So you can feel good about eating a banana pudding. And it's calorie free, essentially, because of the philanthropy attached to it.
Yes, we like that. we love that. That's for sure.
But I think you should get into how spicy do you like to go, Morgan? Like, are you?
I like pretty spicy. I can be daring. Now, I've heard that you guys can get pretty spicy.
We get pretty spicy. So I think that the way to play this is do either a Haven or a hot tender. Skip the country mild medium. Although I will say, so country has no spice whatsoever.
So, okay, so that's for someone that does not like any spice.
Yeah, so like my kids come and they predominantly do country. My 12-year-old has graduated into mild. Mild is what you're going to get if you go to one of our competitors and it's their spicy quote-unquote sandwich. This has a little bit of, it's got a hint of spice in the background. It's great flavor. Medium is a step. It's a pretty big step. It's what we call proper spice.
So it's notable above mild.
It will stay with you for a moment. Now, once you go from medium, you go to hot. Hot's going to stay with you for a longer moment, and it's going to be a sharper and more aggressive spice.
Okay.
And then you go to Haven, and Haven.
That's like 911 level.
So we have two levels above Haven: off menu and double off menu. Those are 911.
Stay away from those. Aren't even here.
We did not bring them because we do ask people to try Haven first, and then you can graduate to the next ones. I've done off menu several times. It's just too hot for me, but spice is subjective. So everyone tolerates spice and feels spice in a different way. What's interesting about Nashville style chicken is you brine it, you dredge it in flour. Ours is seasoned, and then you double fry it. So you fry it once in a pressure fryer, and then you fry it a second time to really get that crispiness, locks in the juiciness. And then with Nashville fried chicken, after it's been fried the second time, you dip it in oil. And so depending on what heat you've got, it's going to have a different dip of oil and then a different type of shake on the outside. So our mild just gets dipped in our mild oil and doesn't get any shake. But then when you progress up, you're going to get different oils and different shakes. So you're going to get up there in heat. And we use some pretty heavy duty peppers like Pucho Laquilla, Trinidad Scorpion, Carolina Reaper. Like, you can get hot.
Where did you guys find all these peppers and learn about them and say, okay, well, these peppers are going to work well together and give us that desired hot and Haven and 911 off level, off menu level heat?
So this process started probably late 2018 and went all the way through 2019, where Rob was testing and testing and testing. And it was like, all right, come on down. Let's do another test. And we tried every spice, every oil until we locked in where we needed to be. We're a data-driven company, so there was a ton of testing and a ton of documentation, and then we'd go back and retry again.
Did you have people doing like blind taste tests and things like that? Or
it was mostly us. We're a group of four and then some friends. But we honed in on it. And then those pop-ups were yet another test. So we did a series of pop-ups, like I mentioned before, in New Haven. And we tested out on all kinds of people and got feedback. And it was a lot of fun. Spice can be fun.
Well, I think there's about to be some energy in this room when I dig in. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jason.
No, I just wanted to remind everybody, and some people don't know this, but chili peppers and the capsaicin in chili peppers that makes us feel the heat, that's a cannabinoid. And so what is a cannabinoid? Well, it's found in this new thing that they've made legal in Connecticut. and so your brain, when you have enough spice, can actually be affected the same way as if you consume cannabis. So if you have enough spice, and we've witnessed this at our pop-ups. We've witnessed this at our locations when people are eating. If they go quite spicy and they consume a good amount of it, people will actually begin to start getting giddy and they'll laugh and they'll joke. And
oh, goodness.
They're in pain, but they're enjoying the pain.
But they're enjoying the pain.
Exactly.
And I also like how you got pickles in here with the tenders. So is that to add just a little bit of coolness, you know,
the pickles,
if I need a bite of refreshment?
Yeah, our pickles are garlic dill pickles. We get them out of New York. We tested, I don't know, 30, 40 different kinds of pickles. We love the thickness, the crunch, the vinegar comes through and sort of refreshes your mouth. So you can go in for another big juicy bite of chicken. So it's kind of like a reset. Everything has a purpose.
Okay, well, here I am, folks. I've got the box. Can you guys? All right. This is radio. I don't have any visuals, so people have to imagine this. So I've got the box, and it's now in front of me. I'm taking out. Wow, that's a huge chicken tender.
Yeah, we go for the jumbo halal on the chicken tender. We find that it's just juicier. So when you come in, you get a tendy trio. You're getting three of those big boys, and they're about 3 ounces each.
Oh, wow.
Oh. have the banana pudding ready, because that's actually what's going to cool you down.
So I had a little bit of spice on my fingers. You probably saw, and I licked it off. So I cheated, everybody. I cheated my audience, and I was not. That's some spice there. All right, so let's have a bite. All right. Very spicy.
you went hot.
You went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
Go big or go home.
Absolutely.
That's some very soft chicken.
Yeah, tender, juicy. We say crispy, crunchy, spicy, juicy, delicious. CCJSD.
In need of that pickle. Now I've got hiccups. That's not good either.
You're fully in
make
it
sure,
now.
Make sure you get yourself a bite of that banana pudding. It'll help cool you down, a little bit.
Yeah, that's we tell people this is not a dessert. This is a side. Yeah. A banana pudding, maybe you swipe a French fry through it. It's not the worst thing.
Mmm. That's very good banana pudding. The heat kind of melted away.
With the banana pudding, it saves
a little bit,
you.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and it'll stay around. You know, it'll give you a good bit. But you went hot, and remember there is another level above that. So be careful. So we do ask, you know, when people come in for the first time, even though they're like super into spice, we do ask folks like, hey, start it medium or hot. Don't go right to Haven. We don't want you to ruin your experience. And frankly, if you come in and you try a spice level and it's not enough for you, let us know. We want to hear it. And
The off menu?
We'll move you up to the next level. Yeah, even the if you're crazy enough, yes, even the off menu.
We have definitely had a few people that are crazy enough to come in, eat the double off menu, and ask us if we have anything spicier. And my reaction is usually shock.
My lips are feeling this.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. My lips are feeling this.
These are real chilies.
And as sick as it sounds, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'm nuts. Everybody in my audience knows I'm nuts. But, you know, you are right, because spice aside, and I'm just trying to collect some saliva in my mouth to relax a little, it has that crunch to it. It really does. I was able to audibly hear it, not just because I had it up to the microphone, and I wasn't faking that for the audience. I took that bite, and yet it was soft on the inside. So you guys really did accomplish that goal, I would say.
I think if you're willing, you should try the sandwich. The sandwich is on a potato roll that we've toasted. We have our creamy vinegar slaw.
I'm not
a slaw guy, but our slaw is killer. We make it in-house every day. It's got those pickles on there, and then it's got some Rob sauce, which is our signature house sauce that's just awesome. So recommend that.
Well, which sandwiches do you have over there?
So I've got a country, so that's no spice, and I've got a medium.
Which one should I try? I've done the Haven.
I think you should go medium.
Medium?
You can handle it, yeah.
I can handle it. I'm a big boy now. I've graduated from hot, so now I can work my way back and try the other things.
Yeah, the medium is a great heat, I think.
That's my go-to.
For the people looking for spice, that's usually what I recommend first. You know, don't go too crazy and try the hotter Haven just yet. That medium sandwich is just perfect, and when you get it, it's, you know, a bite of that slaw, the pickle, the sauce, and the bun all together, it's a great experience.
And for the record, for the audience, yes, I will, in fact, finish those hot tenders. It's going to take me a little while. And I'll be mixing some dipping sauce possibly to help myself through it, but it will happen. All right. And you also have mac and cheese here as
well. We do a white cheddar mac and cheese. And one of our most popular dishes that besides the tenders and the sandwich is our sweet heat mac bowl, which is a bowl of our mac and cheese. And then we take two of our jumbo halal tenders, chop them up into nice big chunks, spread them over the top of the mac and cheese, and then we hit it with a little bit of our sweet sauce and some fresh scallions and a little bit of shake. And the combination of the mac and cheese, the crispy, crunchy, spicy, juicy, delicious chicken, the scallions, and the sweet sauce, it all comes together really beautifully.
Sounds like a dream come true. And that is very good mac and cheese. And the noodles are just right. They're not too soggy. They're not too hard. They're just right.
Excellent.
Okay, so it is sandwich time, audience. Now, does this make a crunch too?
Let's see.
All right, well, let's find out.
I should say, let's hear.
Let's find out, okay. Mm-hmm. There's crunch. That's a good balance of a little bit of heat, a little bit of sweet. The bun is delicious. It's saucy. The chicken, as I said earlier, with my mouth full now, I'll repeat it, that it's moist.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
How many experiments did it take to get the sandwich just right?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. So many.
And I still go for a sandwich all the time. Still,
I'm watching you eat it right now. I'm like, man, I should have brought a sandwich for myself.
You know what I'm having later.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I really appreciate your coming on Spotlight Connecticut. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd guys like to add? How can people find you, whether it's online or in person?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can find us online. We got our social medias on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. So definitely check us out there. That's where we usually provide a lot of our updates on, you know, upcoming openings or, you know, any LTOs or things like that we're offering. If people want to, you know, try some new items that we routinely sort of roll out in tests. And then really just want to say thank you. You know, really appreciate you bringing us on and giving us an opportunity to, you know, share a bit of the food with you and talk a bit about Haven Hot Chicken and what we're doing over there.
I love the story, and you guys now have a fan in me, so I'll be seeing you guys at one of the restaurants, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care. Haven Hot Chicken, everybody. You can find them on the web, havenhotchicken.com, and on socials, simply Haven Hot Chicken. Now, on my social media account, at MC News Talk, got a question from Karen. She's a regular listener. And Karen wants to know, did you actually love it? So I guess I'm not convincing. I guess people think I'm full of it. No, Karen, for real, I really did enjoy it. I will say that the Haven level hot was a bit much. It was fun. You know, it was kind of cool to experiment and eat one of those tenders, but it was a bit too extreme for me. I probably won't do it again unless I'm feeling really crazy. You know, that was a bit much for me, but everybody has their own personal taste. However, that sandwich I had really was delicious. The slaw was really good. It melded well with the chicken, and that mac and cheese also really good. So, yeah, there is some validity there. A lot of it. I really liked everything. Again, that hot was a bit too much for me, but hey, that's just me. Karen, check them out, right? Find me on socials at MC News Talk. And again, Haven Hot Chicken, big thank you to Craig and Jason for coming on. Find them online. Just look up Haven Hot Chicken. I'm Morgan Cunningham. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.